Episode number 309.
People don't realize that they have this wealth of experience and knowledge that directly applies. Like, one of our students, he was a bartender. So he's looking for work. He enrolls in the program, gets picked up right away by a company that sells shift management software. It's like, well, yeah, you understand exactly what the user's experiencing. So yeah, you could sell that really well.
Welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis Too Tall and Hot, where we talk about life, dreams, social media, and business.
Well, hello, and welcome to the Be Real Show with Travis, Too Tall and Huff. Folks, you know your boy is always fired up. I'm ready to bring you some fuego in your day, to bring you some light in your future, and know that anything is possible in your daily journey today. And we were just talking with the guest before this, and it is a journey. The selling process, building businesses, exiting businesses, life is a journey. And I'm bringing you someone, folks, that knows a lot about life, Mr. Joseph Fung. Joseph, are you ready to be real?
Oh, I'm so ready, Travis. This is going to be a blast.
Let's go. Absolutely, my man. You are a serial entrepreneur, folks. He is the CEO of Uvaro, sales career accelerator, helping you basically at the end of the day get more sales. Bottom line is, whether you have sales teams or you're just an individual, you need to know where you're at in the sales process. And then even for you yourself, you've built successful businesses where you've actually exited businesses and something. And we can talk about that because that's a big part, even as that's a sale. You know what I mean? It's finding the buyer of the business and selling it and maybe a partner to help you sell it, et cetera. And the future on that is pretty interesting. And then also you speak, man. You speak on a lot of topics of sales leadership, diversity. And then also at the end of the day, you're investing too, man. You're putting your money up behind those new startups and investments. And then lastly, folks, he is also a podcast host, which is a journey and is very challenging and fun at times. And he's the Seller's Journey is his podcast. And you're interviewing tons of top salespeople. And dude, tell us a little bit about the journey back when you first started getting going. Would you always love to be in business? Did you always want to start businesses, or how did it go?
Oh, man. I mean, I've always believed that I can do what I want to do when I want to do it. And I think that's the core thing for wanting to start a business. But in all honesty, I mean, the thing that kicked me off, I was an intern during college at a company. They had a new president and everyone was terrified about a new leader coming in. They're like, oh my God, is he going to shut down our factory? Is he going to fire us? And seriously, I thought, this is an embarrassing way to run an organization. I can do better. And so that's why I started. I thought I could build a place that was better and more fulfilling to work. And it is such a blast. I just can't stop.
That's amazing, dude. So what was the first business that you started building? What was your first, successful, if you want to call it, journey in entrepreneurship?
Yeah. So we were doing custom software development to help people run their websites. Like, think about building tools like WordPress before WordPress was a thing. And we had great success, and we started selling that as a white labeled solution. We had marketing agencies all around the world using our software. It was crazy. It was a lot of fun.
That is the key. I know that. That's what we've had. Our little sweet spot of success has been white label partnerships with being the back end of an agency on the social media, man. Like, I mean, they become your sales force, your sales arm. Now, our business maybe is a little different than the custom software business. It's a lot of work once you get involved in campaigns and posts and editing. And what if someone posts something weird and you got to respond? And it's just a little bit different. But tell us about that. I mean, what gave you the epiphany to go white label? Because it's so smart. It's such a smart deal.
Yeah. So what was happening, what we saw, and at the time, this is kind of like roll back the clock.
Right.
You know? World's a different place, you know. If you were running a store or a consulting firm or an account and you said, hey, I needed a website, you would go to your marketing or advertising agency. And the marketing or advertising agency, they're used to taking your money. So they'd say, yeah, for sure, we'll set you up a website. And then behind the scenes, they'd scramble around looking for, and this is what they would say, a web guy.
Yeah.
And they talk to students, they talk to friends, they want someone who's going to build a website, but they were terrified that this client who normally spends like $100,000 in marketing and advertising and buys a $5,000 website from them, they were worried that this web guy would take this $100,000 or $1 million client. And so they were very protective always about the clients. And so for us, when we realized, hey, you know what? Let's actually put our money where our mouth is. Let's say we really, really don't want your clients. Don't let them know we're behind the scenes.
Right.
You can call this your software, whatever you want, put your logo on it.
Right.
It brought down a lot of those barriers and just picked up the speed of the business. It was great.
Crazy. And then, so at some point you exited that business and you're in your new business. Tell us a little about Yuvaro. Tell us a little about what the platform's doing and how people are using it.
So as you mentioned at the beginning, yeah, serial entrepreneur, I've done it a couple of times. You know, as my family says, I just can't hold down a job. but everyone always thinks building software is the hardest part. Like, oh, writing code, doing it. But it isn't the hardest part. Yeah, the hardest part's always been building an effective sales and marketing function. Great analogy I've ever heard. Every tech company is a two-engine plane. One engine is the software. One engine is the sales motion.
And so true.
It's so true. So did this a few times. It was always a struggle. And we realized, you know what? We can actually do this at scale. So we had software that was helping teams scale their sales function. Sales enablement software was the category. And then we started using it to run training programs. And we realized we have all the sales and marketing expertise. We can use it to bring in people who want to get into tech, train them up, and then introduce them to those companies that we have on the tail end. So we have almost 1,000 companies in our network who are hiring sales professionals every day. We run a 12-week program. It's like a school. We charge tuition.
Right.
But the part that's so cool is we know it's so effective. We have such a powerful network. We don't have to charge tuition until you graduate and land a job. So you get to start, you get trained, no money up front. Once you land a full-time job, only then you pay for the training. And wouldn't it be cool if more of college was like that?
So, dude, are you kidding me? That's like the future of college. Are you kidding me? I mean, yeah, I mean, they get the college system is so broken because the book process in general, it takes a process of editing and reviewing. And then by the time that info hits the students, it's 3 to 4 years outdated. So you're constantly in an outdated mode if you're looking off of reading off of books, you know, just off the book system in general.
Exactly. Yeah. And we have new classes, new cohorts that start every month, which means every month we get to refine and update the curriculum.
Ah, see, that's the future, guys. This is the future. So you're running the future of, for sales and for helping people really understand sales. Because obviously we can all get better. I think that's the thing. And especially if this is your full-time job, guys, I mean, I always tell people we don't even have a sales team at RealTime because we kind of figured out with the white label, and it has been a weakness, to be honest with you, Joseph, only because in the pandemic, some of these agencies were in categories of business where they were closed and some are still closed. So, no fault to their own, and it's no fault to all to us. It's a life lesson. And so having those direct relationships as well as having those obviously white label or partner or affiliate relationships are you know, so nice as when it's good, but then when that dries up or they're having tough times, you got to get smart with your tactics. And so I think you're seeing that more and more. I think now is the time more than ever to lean in. I've been talking about that even since last year. To your process, guys, of outreach. So then explain kind of how it works then. So really it's just if someone feels like they need to learn more, they get signed up, and then you can kind of fit them along the lines of finding some talent and actually getting a job possibly from it.
That's it exactly. So every month we get about 2,000 people who reach out to us. And I mean, if they're interested, it's like yuvaro.com. There's a big red apply button. You can't miss it. And we go through all your regular process. Here's what the training's like. Here's what's involved. Here's the time commitment. Here's what the type of jobs are. So you do a lot of matching.
Right.
The program, though, itself is pretty intense. It's like 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, 12 weeks, a lot of real practice. It's not just read a book. It's actually do the work. And I mean, on the tail end, the results are amazing. Like they're ramping 50% faster than their peers. They're exceeding quota. Companies love them. They're getting hired in 17 days. But the part that's so cool is the life transformation. Like we have people, one of our recent grads, 50 years old, was working in fast food, was renting one bedroom in a two bedroom apartment. That's really tough when his adult children are visiting. He went through our program, landed an internship, just got a remote selling job, could immediately start apartment hunting. Wow. Like we had another student was working in the oil fields on multiple occasions because other people made mistakes. He almost died in workplace accidents.
Yeah, those are so careful.
It's terrifying.
Oh, it's terrifying, those jobs. My buddy was telling me about that. He used to work on an oil rig out in the ocean as a kid in like the 60s, and it was hot. You get paid so much money. You recruit these kids out of Alabama and these places. They don't know anything better. He's like, I didn't know anything better. Next thing I know, he is absolutely right. If your buddy is messing up and your crew messes up, everyone dies, basically, because the thing could blow up or blah, blah, blah. And he fortunately said he never saw some, but he saw people lose, fingers and limbs and things.
I know.
Because of the type of job it is. And that's why he realized, now I know why I'm getting paid so damn much at, $50 an hour or something crazy he was saying back in the 60s. It was a lot as a kid with no experience. Just hearing that. So yeah, you're right. So people are thinking about their skills, and they're finding out, hey, maybe I got these same skills. Can they transfer in a new world where I can be doing my skills on digital? I can be doing things that working from wherever.
That's exactly. And now he's living at home instead of visiting home once a year,
right?
Not dealing with insane weather, which we're seeing all over the place.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's the guy who comes to us and says, you're not in the sales training business. You're in the life-changing business. And that's, as a founder, as an entrepreneur, that's pretty freaking awesome.
Because it is a new world. You had a good time too, because this is, if you didn't have Zoom and you didn't have the ability to, for a lot of companies that are looking for remote talent now, like before the pandemic even, this is the new way that things can get done. This is the new way of business. And so you're absolutely right. People are probably thinking about new industries, and a lot of people are impacted by the restaurant industry and entertainment industries. And, and I've always said for many years, you got to, even if you're an entertainer, find another revenue stream.
It's not even just finding another stream, but people don't realize that they have this wealth of experience and knowledge that directly applies. Like, one of our students, he was a bartender. Mm. Yeah, well, bars aren't open. So he's looking for work. He enrolls in the program, gets picked up right away by a company that sells shift management software. It's like, well, yeah, you understand exactly what the user's experiencing. So yeah, you could sell that really well. And it's so easy to overlook those really powerful assets that you have, and to think you're going to get stuck in a job that's not valuable for you long term. And I love the fact that we get to kind of, tear back, the mystery, open the box to this world of opportunities. It's so much fun. Yes.
And I'll tell you guys, no matter what, people are always scared of sales. I know coming out of marketing, I got lucky and blessed to get a sales job, but it was account executive was what they call it. It's a working for Disney at ABC Television in a local market. And it was the biggest blessing I've ever had in my entire life, by far, by none, because I learned a lot of not only the Disney magic and corporate and things like that, but bottom line is, not only sales cures all, but sales are the people that make the most money, and usually in those kind of buildings. The news people would be like, oh, you guys are making more money than we are. And that was because we were out there working it. It was right the peak of media, I would say, from 2005 to 2009, before Netflix, Hulu, on demand really penetrated the market because of the speeds of the internet and things like that. And so it was the heyday. I'll always say that. And I still have friends that work in the same job, and they love it still, but it's definitely changed because those were the heydays, the point is, in general, is that sales can be done, and it's the one that makes a lot of the money, for your time. And so think about it in your journey. If you have a story, if you have, like you said, if you're a bartender, if you have a trade skill that you're aligned with, you can probably sell that better than anyone. And there's probably a company on the other end, even though it might not, it might not see it now. There's probably a company on the other end that would say, yeah, this is a really valuable experience. And then, like I said, your platform gives them the skills to get that, get those sales feet wet, if you want to call it, and get working, baby.
That's totally it.
It all starts with one, man. I always tell when I was talking to the kids at schools back in the day before, all this stuff, and people were actually wanting people to come speak to schools and schools were open. I would tell the kids, I said, hey, you don't have a business unless you can get one check, one payment on Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, whatever your favorite place is, Bitcoin, whatever it is. Back then, Bitcoin would have been really good if you got paid then in Bitcoin. But the point is, you tell these kids, hey, you know, you get paid and, you know, that's a business. If you can't get a check, which is basically getting a sale or selling a pop to your friend or, you know, selling a baseball card or a t-shirt, then you don't have a business yet, you know, and it's more of just a hobby and it's fun thing to work on. And, but you won't have a business until you can get sales and then open a bank account and get, you know, start paying taxes. You're going to eventually, as you get more checks, you're going to pay more taxes and then you can get team and you can do all sorts of things. And so quite often people kind of get that thing where they, I got this $1 million idea, but they haven't got one check for it yet, you know? And so I think that's the thing nowadays, that programs like yourself, you don't need college to teach you how to do sales. Uvaro, we're going to put the links in there. You guys got to apply if you're interested. My man is challenging you to apply. And also take us a little bit into the Seller's Journey podcast. Tell us a little about what made you want to create that.
Oh my goodness. So we saw this with all of our grads, our students, the companies. No one, I mean, I guess there's probably a couple of people out there. Maybe you know, if you're listening in, you're one or two of them. You'll start their career saying, I'm going to be a sales professional. Sales professionals, by and large, feel like they've stumbled into it. And what we saw time and time again is someone would apply to our program and they'd be full of self-doubt. They'd say, I was a bartender, or I was a international heavy lifting, a powerlifting competitor, or I was a pastor. Wow. Is this something I can do? And we felt compelled to really showcase that people can have success coming from all walks of life. So we interview, you know, newcomers to the country, immigrants, people on the third career, fourth career, people who stumbled into it. We have people awesome. Who got into sales because they thought they were applying to a different job and they went into the wrong interview. And
they got the job and they said, hey, let's do it.
Exactly. So it was really about, how do we highlight the fact that you can succeed? Anyone can succeed in sales. Anyone can. And we really wanted to make that clear. So that's the idea behind Seller's Journey.
The best salesman I always ever met in life. He's like, is this simple? Hey, in the advertising business, is this simple? If I do my job right, I'm going to make you more money. That was that simple. So whatever your sales process is and journey, it's not much more than that. It's like, I'm going to save you time. I'm going to benefit you in a certain way. It's not much more than that. And so when they buy from you, there is usually much more benefit received daily, weekly, monthly. Or if they don't know that, you can explain to them what they would be receiving. And then in the meantime, hey, you know, that's the pitch. You keep it really simple, because the more you complicate it and say, I'm going to get you on Oprah and Dancing with the Stars, and that's confusing. Hey, if I do my job right and I place you in the right places, we make more money. You know what I mean? That's the bottom line. And it's a test. And marketing is definitely, everything is a test these days. And that's the beauty now, because you can do a test with like $100 on Facebook ads or with whatever. Now, my man, we're about to take you into our top 10. Are you ready?
I am so ready. Let's go, Travis.
Let's go. Apple or Android?
Oh, Android.
Android. Netflix or YouTube?
Both.
Both. You Instagram or Facebook?
Instagram.
IG. Give your Instagram a shout out so we can follow you.
Oh, you can catch me at Joseph Fung.
Joseph Fung, let's go. Chicken or steak?
Steak.
Steak. Laptop or smartphone?
Oh, laptop.
Laptop. Spotify or Pandora?
Oh, Spotify.
Spotify. Movies or video games?
Oh,
that's a sweet spot.
I know it is. It's tough one. I'm going to go with movies.
Movies. Reading books or listening to books?
Oh, reading.
Reading books. Stocks or real estate if you're thinking about different types of investing?
Oh, diversify. Both.
Diversify. Do it all, baby. Get some crypto. Get them all, baby. Yeah. Let's go. Sports cards. Oceans or lakes?
Oceans.
Oceans. If you could get on a plane and go any ocean in the world, where would you want to go? What ocean?
Oh,
right now, they say, pack your bags. You're going on vacation right now, Joseph. You've been working your ass too much.
Near San Diego. San Diego. Oh, got it. I've been trying to learn how to surf, so heading back down.
Nice. Ocean Beach, baby. Ocean Beach. When you wake up in the morning and you're getting yourself ready for the day, why do you love being you?
It's all the stories, the lives, the impacts we're hitting. I know it sounds terribly cheesy, but
it's
wow.
real, bro. That's what motivates
you. It is.
That's
every day.
That's amazing, bro. Are you kidding me? That's what most entrepreneurs, that's what we have to have fuel in our tank to motivate us, because you know Joseph is going to have shitstorm days in his life. It's not every day is not easy behind that smile, my man. I know how it is because that's life. But if you're right, if you're motivated by the stories and success on the other end and the journey and also the evolution of your team, your company, you as a founder, mm-hmm. as an entrepreneur, it's fun. It can be really fun. And also having those fun one-off projects like podcasts and doing other things, going on shows, doing Zooms, speaking on webinars, the things you can do now at scale that, you know, we couldn't do before. That's why people are kind of liking Zoom, because it's just so scalable. We're literally going to do 3 interviews in an hour and a half from people across the world. They don't got to travel to me. I don't got to travel to them. We both win, and we're moving forward to our weekend, baby. So do you think you'll ever retire from the game of entrepreneurship?
Oh, never.
Let's go. Let's keep that Warren Buffett mindset going forever. Do you have a routine to start your day?
Absolutely. I mean, socks, brush your teeth, get out, all that. But the first thing,
what was that?
Tuning in to see how the team's doing.
What's the team? With the team. How do you guys tune in? Do you guys have a channel that you tune in on? Or?
I mean, Slack, but the big thing, my favorite, we have a Slack channel. Kudos for both our peers, our each other, and what our students are doing. And so I get to start the day to hear all of the wins, all the successes, and it is such a great uplifting thing.
So you do the Slack channel first. Shout out to yes. Slack. Great product for teams and for people all working together. You know, it's the future way of work. Has there been a skill that you're trying to master, like in the crazy year of last year and even moving into this year?
Oh man. On the side, I work on, side, on yeah. electronic music production, and wow. I'm trying to level up my game because frick, it's hard.
It is hard. So you do EDM production?
I do. Yes.
Good job, dude. That's part of what my music journey has been. I've done music. I did it. I made it on Magix. Magix is a program nice. You can buy at Target for like $40. And in 2009, we started making music when I started getting some money. My actually was a little bit before 2009. And, you know, had a relatively bit of success. And crazily enough, now, even without performing and stuff, the streams and things that are out there still make a decent amount of revenue without putting in a ton of work. But EDM is one of those, you have to just respect the OGs of the game, the, you know, obviously Avicii's and things like that, but even David Guetta's and the guys mm-hmm. that have just kept up with so much music. I'm missing my boy Calvin. I'm like, Calvin Harris, where's the music at, man? I need to get some music. But the guys that, you know, are killing it right now, like Marshmello and some of these guys are just collabing. The new music is country EDM and reggae EDM, and it's all kind of vibing together. And so I think the fun journey is that there's no right or wrong answer with music, man. You enjoy it and you have fun putting it out. And I think the most important thing I always say to all creators is put that shit out. You never know. So many artists have said, hey, there was a sleeper song on my computer, and we put that one out, and that was the one. And I can't tell you, time and time you hear it in interviews, it wasn't the one we thought. It was some other one that no one liked, and that was the one that made all the money. And so you just don't know. You don't know until you put it out, just like a podcast, just like anything. Do you have a favorite app on your phone or a tool?
Favorite app or tool?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't just tap on Slack again. Oh, definitely. Since we're talking about music, SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.
I use it so much, yeah.
To find new music, to see, arrive on new, there's all different types of creators on there.
That's it. New music creators, people on their learning journeys. Everyone ends up starting there. And so that's where you uncover new things. And that's where I get my inspiration and I love can't that. Stop.
Are you starting to put your music out too?
Oh God, it's so embarrassing. But yeah.
Hell yeah, bro.
You run a company and you work with customers. No problem. Working on a tune, working on a track, put it out there. Man, that's scary. But that's outside the comfort zone. So you got to run to it.
Try. Just try. You know, it doesn't hurt to try, you know. Yeah. There's so many abilities for people to release music. It's a fun journey. You know, it's a fun journey because it's you got to have things that you enjoy in life too, beyond just work, hustle, grind, money, invest, blah, blah, blah. That's great. But if you have other things too in the midst, mm-hmm. it even keeps you more in the game because why, you know, at some point my dad always says, you only can eat one steak at a time. You know what I mean? So it's like one of those things, how much money do you need? You only can eat one of these things at a time. You know, you only can drive one car to go to work. You can't, even if you have 50, it's just one of those things that I think many people are finding this last year, with cash drying up on people, and all of a sudden they need to sell some of this stuff at low, low prices. And I think the pain is going to be here for a little longer personally. If you could sit down to a lovely steak dinner with anyone, who would you want to sit down with?
Oh, I'd be taking my kids out.
Heck
man,
yeah.
They're stuck in the house all the time. Yeah. And I mean, they can only sit and watch me on Zoom meetings and playing with EDM tracks for so much. Let's get them out there and have some steak together.
Let's go. How old are your kids?
9 and 4. So
nine
it's fun.
And four. Wow. Dude, that's awesome. Are boy and girl or?
That's right. 9-year-old boy, 4-year-old girl, getting them fully entrenched in what makes a good deep house track.
That is awesome. Hey, my daughter's 2 years old and she always looks at my DJ thing. She goes, DJ, DJ, DJ. My little simple tracks that I do a little DJing for have fun and stuff. And, yeah, kids like that, man. They're very aware of what's going on, more than obviously we even realize. Even though they can't maybe communicate, it's like you can just see how aware they are. Has there been a book that has changed your life, Joseph? Has there been a book that you stick to, reread, or just kind of like keep at your heart?
Oh my goodness. It's so funny. Probably the one I've read the most is Robert Fulham's Everything I Need to Know in Life is I Learned in Kindergarten. Old book, but so, so funny. And you know, the thing I liked most about it is it really helped me think through how can you take every ridiculous or painful or difficult situation and turn it into a learning opportunity? And I think that's served me really well. So it's a nice, easy one. Just a ton of business books I could point to, but that's the one that I probably go back to most frequently.
Right. Yeah. And I think that that's the thing we lose too about life is the fun of life too.
Mm-hmm.
When we had as a kid, like you see through your kids that as you get older, you get bills, stress, you've seen some loss, you've seen the ups and downs. And so it hardens you. Let's just be real. And so if you can keep that fun and thrill and intrigue to life, to learning, it's like, that's the thrill of it all. I had a guest yesterday. I said, we're on a slide. And as you're going down the slide, you get a little scared. You're like, oh gosh, should I be going down? I'm scared. But as you keep going, as you're riding that slide, and as you hit that bottom of the slide, you are like, yes. And you get off that slide and you are like, let's go. And he said, that's how I want to end my life and go into the next one is that you're ending on a rocket ship going through it. You're like, I did everything, no regrets, everything we ever did, even though we were scared, might've been nervous in the moment. We just kept on riding that ride. So tell our listeners, where is your favorite place to hang out on social? We did shoot out the Instagram. Do you also do LinkedIn as well? I think I saw you on LinkedIn as well.
Definitely on LinkedIn all the time. Same thing at Joseph Fung. Can hit us up. Oh, super, super active on our school's channel as well. That's Yuvaro. So all the time there.
So guys, check that out. Yuvaro. We'll put that in the show notes. I love you, man. You're a good dude. Great energy. I think you're going to have a few more businesses in your path along the way, but this is a great one, man. I think that you're doing something very special and I'm very in love. I've always loved sales myself, but I think more and more, like you said, everybody can sell. And I think that the beauty right now is that there's actually people wanting to hire you in a remote journey too, where you could be in, we'd have the past couple capacity out there in South Korea selling things or in Hawaii selling things. You could be wherever and working with mainstream companies on Zooms and LinkedIns and selling. So the empowerment you can provide, I think, is so needed right now. And I'm grateful that we have companies like yours, man, because I think you are uprooting the college system and education system, and you have a winning strategy. Like you join your process and you're basically most likely 100%, you put in the work, you're going to get a job, guys. And he's going to basically, you pay him when you win. It's a winning strategy. We have a company out here, Bitwise, out here locally, that was doing the same thing for software learning and teaching him. And then they partnered with the job and it really scaled for them. And just a great business, a great journey, man. So I wish you tons and tons of success. Folks, you've been hanging out with Joseph Fung and Travis Too Tall and Huff. We want to thank you again for your time today, and let's keep being real.
What another epic episode. And if you enjoyed the episode today, can you please do me a favor and subscribe to our podcast, The Be Real Show, on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform? And also take a little time today, if you don't mind, and give your boy T Huff a review. I would really super appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening today. Right now, more than ever, folks, we need to work on our reputation for our businesses. And get those reviews, get those positive recommendations on both on your social, but also to market on your website. And that is why you want to check out my business, folks, our software, realtimereputation.us. That's realtimereputation.us. Please check it out. It is literally the best thing that's ever happened to many of our campaigns, as that reviews bring together your social and digital campaigns. And the more positive reviews, as people are making those positive, you know, decisions, they're looking at your, you know, at your reviews. And so the more you can get, the better. And make it easy and automated with realtimereputation.us. Check us out.